Towards the end of this week's parasha, the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of maaser behema. Each year, 1/10 of the cattle born to a person's flock had to be designated as maaser behema. The Mishnah in Bechorah explains the procedure of how the owner went about giving maaser. The pasuk says, "V'chol maaser bakar v'tzoin, koil ashiyar v'tachas hashavet, hu asiri yia kodesh l'shem." He gathered all of the animals in a pen and provided them with a narrow opening, so that no two animals will be able to emerge together. And he counts each animal as they come out of the narrow door. And the animal that emerges 10th, he paints it red and declares, "This is Miser." Reb Shamshon Mr. Paula has a fascinating homiletical interpretation on this pasuk. He says, there's a well-known Zohar that says that the Asara Ruge Malchus, the 10 martyrs, came to atone for Mechiras Yosef, the brother's sale of Yosef. Each of the martyrs that were murdered corresponded to one of the Shvatim. However, there were only 9 brothers present, because Reuven and Binyamin weren't present at the time of the sale, and they needed a minyan to institute the cherem. So what did the brothers do to complete the minyan? Chazal say that the brothers included the Kaddish Baruch Hu to be mashlam the minyan. Now when it came to their atonement, 9 of the Asara Ruge Malchus atoned for the 9 of the Shvatim. But who represented Kaviyachal the Eibishter? So Chazal say, it was Rabbi Akiva who atoned Kaviyachal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Masechtas Bracha says that when Rabbi Akiva's neshama departed, Yotze Sebaskal, a voice rang out from heaven and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, she Yotze Nishmose Be'echad. The Echad is referring to Hashem, who is Echad, because Rabbi Akiva represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Shamshon Yisrael Paula, this incredible episode is referenced in this aforementioned pasuk describing the maaser behema. V'chol maaser bakar v'tzoin. V'chol, the acronym of v'chol, is v'zeh kapara l'shchina. This is an atonement for the divine. Maaser bakar v'tzoin. Maaser is the Rosh HaTevis, Misa Sakiva Shehoya Roya. The death of Rabbi Akiva, who was a shepherd of sheep and goats. Koil ashi yavar. 9 of the Asara Ruge Malchus were Tachas HaShavet, for the Shvatim, atonement for the 9 brothers. HaAsiri, the 10th, which was Rabbi Akiva, Kodesh Lashem, to atone for Kaviyachal. What a beautiful interpretation from Reb Shamshon Stapala. But it gets better. There's a famous Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, Shimon HaMsuni HaYidarish Kal Esem Shebetorah. Shimon HaMsuni would expound every time S is mentioned in the Torah. Once he reached the pasuk, you shall fear and be in awe of Hashem, Pirish. He withdrew from the project. Amri loy talmidav, his student said to him, Rebbe, kol esim shederashta ma tehe alein. What will you do with all the esim that you interpreted until now? All those binders with the chedushei Torah, what will you do with them? He said to them, just as I received reward for my interpretation, so shall I receive reward for my withdrawal from the project. And the Gemara continues, no one was able to resolve this conundrum at Shabbat Rabbi Akiva. Until Rabbi Akiva came along with Darash, as Hashem Elekecha Tira, the Rabbi is Tamidei Chachamim. The word S comes to include Torah scholars. And one is commanded to fear them just as one fears Hashem. The Chidah asks, why does the Gemara use this peculiar expression at Shabbat until he arrived? At Shadarash Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva darshened would have been more appropriate. And the Chidah says something fascinating. Rabbi Akiva never actually said the rabbis Tamidei Chachamim, but rather people that observed his purity and his righteousness said that about him. Rabbi Akiva was an example of how a Talmid Chacham can rise to the level where we can even mention him in the same stratosphere with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Gemara says, Atshabar Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came onto the scene. Because until Rabbi Akiva came along, no one was able to ever expound the S of S Hashem Elekecha Tira, because no one was ever worthy or was on that level to be compared or to be a replacement Kaviyachal for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Therefore, only Rabbi Akiva, that was the paradigm of how high a Talmid Chacham can elevate himself to the level to where he was used as a substitute for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On him, it was fitting for others to say, Atshabah Rabbi Akiva. So only when he emerged onto the scene were they able to expound the S of S Hashem Elekecha Tira. When we encounter hardships and adversity, we take our strength from the faith and the courage of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva lost everything, his whole life's work. But Rabbi Akiva did not throw in the towel. He wasn't discouraged. He started again from scratch. Rabbi Akiva was the ultimate optimist. The Gemara at the end of Masechtas Makkos recounts a story that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva went up to Yerushalayim. When they reached the Har HaTzofim, they rise Kriya. When they reached the Har HaBayis, the Makam HaMikdash, they saw a fox emerging from the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The other three Tanaim started weeping, but Rabbi Akiva laughed. They said to Rabbi Akiva, "Mipnei ma'ata matzachik? Why are you laughing?" Amar lehem, he tells them, "Mipnei ma'ata boichim? Why are you crying?" And they said to him, "A place so holy that it's said of it, v'hazar ha'karav yumas, the stranger that approaches it shall die. V'achshav she'ulim holchi boy. And now foxes trample it, v'loy nifke. And we shouldn't weep." Amar lehem, Rabbi Akiva said to them, "Lekach ani matzachik? That's why I'm smiling. Because there's a prophecy that predicts that after the destruction and degradation of the Beis HaMikdash, it will be rebuilt with all its splendor and glory. And now that I see the destruction, I know that the construction will also come true. And that's why I'm laughing." Amrulai, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva, you have consoled us. And now we know. Have a wonderful day.
Sacred home, where our Beit HaMikdash stood, now the foxes roam, overcome with grief by their awful plight. Such a desecration to the holiest of sights. But one man shed no tears, he just stood there, laughed and smiled. He answered their confusion and explained, "This destruction was foretold before our home is built anew. So I smile as I see those words come true. And though we wait for so many years, our faith remains the same, that soon the time will come. So many tears, we are comforted by you, Akiva, Akiva, Nichamtanu."